from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, activists in Ocean City say federal immigration agents were involved in a raid on an apartment building in which electronic devices containing child porn were seized. They say ICE agents arrested someone not related to the case. The raid was conducted yesterday at the apartment on Asbury Avenue. Cape May County Prosecutor Jeffrey Sutherland says they were following up on a tip left on the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children hotline. The weight loss benefits of GLP-1 drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, and others are well known, but now there's new buzz about other benefits from these blockbuster injectables.
Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly, the companies that developed them, say they've been shown to be effective in treating sleep apnea, seizures, and bacterial infections, and in reducing an addict's cravings for alcohol or drugs. But health experts say that while these drugs show enormous promise, they come with significant side effects, including low blood pressure, gastrointestinal disorders, kidney stones, and pancreatitis. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And the dog days of summer mean it is prime time for ticks. Democratic Congressman Josh Gottheimer has put forward a suite of bills which would tackle the spread of Lyme disease from the cumbersome insects, which he says is a particularly bad phenomenon in New Jersey.
476,000 cases of Lyme disease are reported each year. Jersey has the third highest number of cases in the entire nation.
Under one of his bills, the Bite Act, it would create the world's first national response system for Lyme disease and other vector-borne illnesses. Now, the Guaranteed Service Business Report. The Federal Reserve has kept interest rates unchanged as expected. This came despite unprecedented public pressure from the Trump administration to cut it. Also unusual, two Fed members, both Trump appointees, dissented from the choice. That is an unusual move. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 171 points. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or AC problem. Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And how hot will it be to end the week? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Please take tomorrow's flooding threat seriously. This heat wave will end with a bang. Thunderstorms, there's a legitimate threat for multiple inches of rain falling over New Jersey between tomorrow evening and Friday morning. More than enough to cause flash flooding, which we've already seen several times this month. Please consider your outdoor plans and your travel plans accordingly for tomorrow and Friday too. Tonight stays pretty quiet. Still a chance of a pop-up thunderstorm over the next few hours. Then partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow we'll mainly see 80s, couple of 90s to the south, increasing clouds. And then in the afternoon and evening, the chance of thunderstorms just goes up. Heavy rain and flooding will be our big concerns. Could be some gusty winds too. And tomorrow night into early Friday will be the brunt of that, the best chance for heavy rain. Friday stays wet and cloudy and cooler. Highs near 70. We'll bounce back to around 80 with sunshine this weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Jersey City, 91. Woodbridge, 94. Pemberton, 95. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey, 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey, 101.5. Join the conversation.